Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Tom Lape, and we're talking from the Mohawk Annual Aligned Convention in Nashville, Tennessee at the Opryland Gaylord. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
Most everybody knows that, Tom, you're the president of residential and commercial carpet for Mohawk. It's good to spend time with you. We're in the third day of this meeting. A lot of exciting things going on. First, let's talk about who's here. I think this is the largest meeting you've had as far as attendance when it comes to independent retailers, isn't it?
That's correct, Kim. Not only is it the largest meeting that we've ever had in the history of our line program, it's also sold out. We had to actually leave a few of our own reps at home. So we're really thrilled, and we've had a great response from the customer base for it. And boy, I think you just saw, as you said, after 3 days, the energy and enthusiasm that's out there. So we're really feeling good.
So it's about 2,000 guests, isn't it?
That's correct. 2,000 of our key partners. That's a lot of families out there and a lot of individual accounts. The fact of the matter is we've had a big crowd managing through the last few days. But like I said, the energy and excitement across everybody that's been in attendance has just been wonderful.
Well, we'll get into the products and some of the programs you've got, all of which are pretty impressive. But before we do that, I've got to tell you, just from a 100,000 feet comment I need to make is, it's the new Mohawk. It's been a lot of change here. You go back to that quote of Jack Welch, you know, if change is going on outside the organization faster than it is inside the organization, the end's in sight. And you guys certainly are on top of change. Let me just point out a couple things. You've got a really young team. You're under 50. Brian Carson's under 50. Brian came from Armstrong. You have Kent Clausen here. You've just added Elise Dombrowski. So there's a lot of new talent that you've got here in this organization.
Well, A, you're absolutely correct. And B, we'd like to think that for every new person that comes in from the outside, Mohawk's culture is that not only do they learn Mohawk's culture, but we learn from those individuals. We've recently brought in individuals from Nike, from Coach Leather, from Black & Decker. So we're not limiting ourselves just to the floor covering industry with the folks that have joined Mohawk. We're trying to broaden out the talent, learn from other industries, and I think we're really getting a rich, diverse management team. Our marketing group, I think you saw 3 days, this is kind of the end result of a year's worth of effort in these types of meetings, but our marketing groups work tirelessly, and I hope what you see is a level of freshness and a level of innovation, not only in the product, but as importantly in the marketing and merchandising. And I think the team really did a wonderful job.
Well, you know, when you do these things, you're bringing in the accounts that have said, okay, hey, I'm a Mohawk account. The majority of what I'm going to sell is going to be Mohawk products. So you really have to perform at these things. You not only have to give them good education seminars, offer them good networking opportunities, but from a product standpoint, a lot of it does come down to product, and you've wowed them this year with products. Let's talk about a few of those items. The first one that comes to mind, obviously, is this new Smart Strand Silk. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Smart Strand Silk represents the continued evolution of the Smart Strand series and product, and softness is one of the attributes that's always done well for the Smart Strand franchise. And really what we want to try and do is to continue to innovate in the market segment. And the reality is our customer base has told us a couple things. Number one, we wanted to try and work on the hand of the product. We wanted to try and see if we could create next levels of softness. And the fact is, silk, while it's a fairly small product right now in terms of its offering, we've got some good plans for the product in the future. And so far, we want to make sure with any new technology that we walk before we run, which we've done here. But boy, if early indications are any barometer of success, we really had some great comments from our customers, and we're excited. We saw a lot of people taking their shoes off in the showroom the last couple days, so we think that's a good sign.
So it's ultra soft, which means the whole industry continues to move towards softer products, and yet with the Smart Strand story, you get more than just a soft product, right?
That's correct. Softness is just one of the attributes. It's interesting, just distilling it down, one of the first qualifying questions that we ask of consumers that walk into stores, do you have kids or do you have pets? About 3 out of 4 households have one, the other, or both. So we think we have a great product that provides a very good functional solution in terms of Smart Strand for all of those households. And additionally, it has the environmental benefits, it has the low chemical usage benefits in terms of no topical treatment to wash off or wear off. And then we also have, obviously from a fashion and styling, we have a softer product to boot. So we think the product's really been a terrific ad for Mohawk. It's, as we call it's our DNA. It's our big competitive advantage we have for the business. And we'd like to share it with our retail partners, and we think they're doing a great job.
All right. So you're offering that and a new color wall configuration this year.
That's great.
Also, another new exciting item in the soft category is your new Scotchgard Peanuts tie-in with Pigpen. Talk
That's
about
great.
That.
Well, I'll tell you, I think, it's interesting when you get into particularly on the polyester category. One of the things that we've always believed, the polyester category and filament polyester is now exceeding a $1 billion category for the residential market. And what tends to happen in the polyester filament category is when you get to that side, it tends to get much more commoditized than either the nylon or the triexta segments of the business. So what we're attempting to do, just as we did a year ago with the launch of the Wear Dated series, Wear Dated Revive, in the polyester filament category, we wanted to take the Scotchgard brand and really amp up that story. And that's what we did. There's no more identical characters out there than the Peanuts characters. And particularly if you look at female head of households, that one hits right in the key demographic we're looking for. And that's good, particularly mothers and families. And the Pigpen character, we think, is just a perfect fit. So as you saw the excitement yesterday, we had Pigpen walking around the floor and we've had a lot of fun. You'll see a lot of POP at retail. You have to make sure that how do we knit that together at retail is that we want to have that character that connects to the Scotchgard brand that has awareness. And it stands for a product that's easy to clean with pets and families. So we think it's just spot on for that segment of the business, and it'll really help our retail partners.
You also have, naturally, new products on the hard surface side, but since you focus on soft, we'll stay on that category with this interview. Another big thing that's really dead on as far as what the way you're positioning yourself this year is you've put a big push and raised the awareness of this Made in USA. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
Well, I think that's one. The nice thing is the Made in USA is not only a market program, that's as much an internal employee program for our own folks. We get to share that with all the U.S. entrepreneurs in the retail community, and there's a lot of pride out there. I mean, this is really the spirit of the American dream. A lot of these folks in the audience, they're former retail salespeople, former installers. They represent that American dream, so we know that that's important to them, and it's obviously important to us. Made in the USA is an important initiative for us as a business, and it affects all of our product lines, whether it's our carpet product lines, our wood product lines, our ceramic product lines, our laminate product lines. We do obviously use some product that is not made in the USA, but we have a key initiative to try and use more and more product that's made domestically, and I think as we all look long term, that's not only important today, I think every year as we go on from here, that's probably going to get even incrementally more important going forward. So it's more than a marketing program. It's really an initiative that we have with the company, and it's one that we really like sharing with our customers.
When this thing kicked off, Jeff Lorberbaum gave a presentation. We all know we're at the tail end of this recession. He did a good job of painting a picture of where we are. Comment, if you would, on where you see we are at this point in time and what 2012 might bring us.
Well, I think one of the comments we've always made on at Kemp is that there's two pivot periods we look back at time, and that was September of 08 and March of 09. That was the times when we all, I think, in the U.S. weren't sure what was next. And we've taken a belief that every month that we traverse past those two time periods, that we don't have some form of another shock. That kind of firms up the footing. We just saw the unemployment numbers come out the day before yesterday that certainly were favorable. Some seasonality, I'm sure, in those numbers. But every month we get past that, I think we're on a, quote, firmer footing to what this recovery is. The other side that we think is very important, particularly as it relates to the carpet category, is we still do sell a product that does wear out over time. What we haven't had in the last 3-4 years is this surge in renovation business that we typically get when you see the builder market go south, which it clearly has. I mean, builder market's off on the magnitude of 75%. So we think there is a lot of buildup, we call pent-up or fugitive demand that exists out there. Obviously, it's going to be a different type of consumer that's buying on that. I mean, we have seen some of the trading down that's occurred or what we call the demixing that's occurred. But I think the key is that demand didn't just go away. Those products are essentially aging out in the homes. You're seeing that in people trying to extend the life by cleaning the carpet to make it last longer. So we know the opportunity hasn't removed itself. And as we've always said, it's not like they missed a meal at a restaurant. Once you miss that meal at a restaurant, that meal's gone. This product buy has just been deferred, so it's going to happen. So we think that, as well as we see the general recovery, as that recovery gets on firmer and firmer footing, we know that surge is there. The only thing we're debating is it's probably not going to be as steep a surge as we saw in some of the previous recoveries, but we see a nice recovery that's on the horizon. We're just all trying to say, when's it going to happen?
All right, so you're here meeting with the most loyal specialty flooring retailers. Obviously, Mohawk sells through all different channels. What do you think the role is of the specialty flooring retailer going forward?
We have a very complex product. We have a complex product in terms of installation, and that's in all flooring types, whether you talk carpet or hard surface. And we actually have a complex product in terms of the selection process. So while you look at the distribution channels that you have in the industry, and all of them do play a very important role, the home center, the independent retail, and then some of the category specialists, they all play important roles to identify with different consumers. You still have, even in it, with the growth that we've clearly seen in the home centers, there still are a lot of consumers that would like to work with some of the smaller businesses that you have in the independent retail. And the independent retailers provide a superior level of product selection, a heightened level of service, and that's what they really need to do as entrepreneurs. As we look at the last 4 or 5 years, I think we can see that the home centers have done a better job on the service side. And the great thing that we see here, that does not have the independent retailers sitting still. They have to up their game as well, just as we have to up our game as manufacturers. So as the home centers have improved, I think you see the independent retailers stepping up. And we like to think that that's net good for the flooring category.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, Tom. It's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Tom Lape, who's president of residential and commercial carpet with Mohawk at their annual Align Dealers Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.